This is the COVID-19 Minute. Expert answers to your questions. The CDC has asked Americans to wear masks that cover the nose and mouth in public. There's no guarantee those masks will protect wearers from infection, but Dr. Alex Crist, a professor of medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University and chair of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, says they will do two things.
If you're wearing a mask and you cough or you sneeze, you're not going to spread droplets, and that's how the virus spreads. So you can protect other people. The second way masks can help is they limit us touching our faces.
And that keeps us from transmitting virus that might be on our hands to easy access points for the pathogen, the mouth, nose, and eyes. Of course, medical masks are in short supply, and some listeners aren't sure how to make their own. YouTube offers dozens of demonstrations, but at the University of Virginia, infectious disease expert Dr. Amy Mathers recommends one on the CDC's website.
Here's how you can make your own face covering out of an old t-shirt, an old scarf, a bandana or a hand towel.
Something that's washable as we wear these cloth masks over and over again. They're recommending cotton fiber and something that's multi-layered. If you're using something like a bandana, folding it up, the CDC is recommending putting a coffee filter insert into that bandana.
Some people might skip the mask when exercising outside, which brings us to our next question. Can you catch COVID-19 from someone passing on the sidewalk or trail? The experts offer answers in our next edition of the COVID-19 Minute. I'm Sandy Houseman, Radio IQ.